From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The message from Senate Democrats today, stay with us, Joe, almost all is forgiven, if not forgotten. Democrats decided the fate of Joseph Lieberman, the independent senator who caucuses with their side. Lieberman faced punishment for his strong support of John McCain during the presidential race. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, today Democratic senators fell in step with President-elect Obama's calls for unity, and they gave Lieberman only a light slap on the wrist.
Senate Democrats, including six newly elected ones, huddled all morning behind closed doors at the Capitol. They listened to colleagues excoriate Joe Lieberman for his harsh criticism of then-candidate Barack Obama. And they listened to Lieberman make his own case for why he should not be stripped of his chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee. After they held a secret vote, Majority Leader Harry Reid gave reporters the verdict.
It's very clear that the vast majority of the Democratic caucus wants to keep Senator Lieberman as chairman of his committee, member of the Armed Services Committee, and that was done. It's all over with. Joe Lieberman is a Democrat. He's part of this caucus.
By a vote of 42-13, Senate Democrats let Lieberman hang on to his chairmanship, though they did remove him from the Environment Committee, where he's chaired the subcommittee on global warming. Reid declared himself satisfied with the outcome and said he would not apologize for it to anyone. But he also made clear Lieberman had crossed a line campaigning for John McCain.
I would defy anyone to be more angry than I was. But I also believe that if you look at the problems we face as a nation, is this a time we walk out of here saying, boy, did we get even?
Lieberman, for his part, said that he regretted some of the things he'd said and what he called the heat of campaigns.
This is the beginning of a new chapter. And I know that my colleagues in the Senate Democratic Caucus were moved not only by the kind words that Senator Reid said about my longtime record, but by the appeal from President-elect Obama himself that the nation now unite to confront our very serious problems.
The president-elect, in fact, signaled last week that he did not want Lieberman out of the Democratic caucus. Lieberman also relied on the other senator from Connecticut, Christopher Dodd, to rally support. Dodd said some of his colleagues thought their resolution went too far, while others thought it fell short.
Look, I can assist with the expressions of people being, the range from being frustrated and upset and angry certainly were reflected by virtually everyone who spoke in the caucus. But I think there was also a general sense that it was, you know, time to move on.
The Senate's only other independent, Vermont's Bernie Sanders, is one of those who thought Lieberman deserved a stronger rebuke.
I voted against that Lieberman resolution. I think it will be a disappointment to millions of people who worked very hard for Barack Obama. But now is the time to move on.
Meanwhile, Senate Republicans also met behind closed doors today. On the table was a resolution to expel Alaska's Ted Stevens, who was convicted on seven felony counts last month and whose reelection is still unresolved. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters afterwards what had or had not been decided.
On the Stevens issue, the view of the conference was that it ought to be delayed until we knew the results of the election in Alaska.
Stevens, who turned 85 today, attended the closed-door meeting and later had this to say.
I wouldn't wish what I'm going through on anyone, my worst enemy, okay?
Votes from Alaska's Senate election are still being counted. The latest tallies give a narrow lead to Stevens' Democratic challenger, Mark Begich. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.